Have your Bibles tonight. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. If I could just sort of set the scene for you. The children of Israel have been wandering in the desert wilderness for 40 years. Remember, they had disobeyed the Lord. They refused to go into the promised land, and God allowed every one of them to die. Only their children had grown up now, and it was the children, and Moses had made a mistake. God told him to speak to the rock, and he'd bring forth water out of it. And he was so angry, the children of Israel takes his rod and he strikes the rock twice, and water came out of it. But God said, you didn't trust me. It's sort of like, it looks like in Scripture that Moses trusted the rod and not the Lord. And God said, because you didn't trust me, then you can't go into the promised land. Now, I've often thought, wow, that's a heavy penalty for not trusting the Lord in a moment of time. But Moses had gotten so close to the Lord that God considered him as the friend of God, his perhaps best friend on earth. And so whenever you and I get close to the Lord, God expects more. So that's what happened to Moses. And the Lord said, okay, Moses, you can't go into the promised land. That's the punishment for disobeying me. That's the punishment for not trusting me. But I'll let you see it. So he takes him up on the top of this mountain. You can see that. If you notice in Deuteronomy chapter 34, it's just the chapter right before Joshua 1, you'll notice, if you would, verse 1, and Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. And the Lord, this is verse 1, showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan. And he listed all down here. In verse 4, the last phrase, he says, I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. And so you'll notice in verse 7, here I wanted you to see the gift of God. Notice this. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. He was just as strong at 120 and just as clear vision at 120 and just as clear minded at 120 as he was at 20. It's a gift of God. You and I cannot take advantage of the gifts that God gives to us, or it always costs us. It did Samson. You go through Scripture. It did David. It did Saul. It did Rehoboam. I mean, you just go down the list. It did Solomon. He took advantage of his gift, the great gift of wisdom. He took advantage of it and decided to set up the kingdom his way and marry all the king's wives around him. And God told him not to do that, but he did it anyway. He used his wisdom for his own benefit. You and I have to be very careful not to take the gifts that he's given to us and use it for our own selves. Well, Moses is standing up on top and he's looking over and seeing all the promised land and he's just thrilled. And God says, now you're going to die today and I'm going to bury you here. You're not going over to the promised land. And he does. The Bible says he dies. And you'll notice, if you would, in verse 9, and Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. Okay, so God had chosen, I want you to see this. Notice if you would in chapter 1 of Joshua. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now God was the only one that knew that until now. Now therefore, go, arise, and I've underlined this word, go. Go over this Jordan, go. Go thou and all this people unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. So in these first two verses, we have the command to go. I want you to notice in your outline, Joshua's called by God. And everybody in this room, we have a calling of God upon our lives. Everybody in this room is called to do something. There's no one in this room that God says, I don't need you. Everybody here is called to do something. You have a call of God on your life. Joshua's call was to lead the children of Israel because Moses was now dead. And I want you to understand something tonight. There's always a call of God on somebody in your home to lead. If you're a single lady and it's calling you, If you've got a single lady with children, he's calling you to lead them. If you're a husband, he's calling you to lead your family, your wife. If you're at work and he's putting you a certain place of leadership, he's calling you. You and I have to understand the call of God. Now, this call of God is a spiritual call to the will of God. And he says, I want you to follow me. I'm going to show you the promised land, but you're going to lead the children of Israel in it. Now, you know, we're sort of like this at our church. We've got a new piece of property, Lord willing, when they can get it outlined. And one of these days soon, we're going to be able to get a chance to start building. We're going to go over there. We'll see it start going up, and we'll be able to serve the Lord there in an opportunity to reach people for Christ that's bigger than we've ever had before. And so the Lord looks at you and I and says, look, I'm going to call. I want you to, Pastor, I want you to lead them over there. Pastors, Brother Brandon, Brother Scott, Brother Jeremy, I want you to lead them over there, and we're gonna be able to do something wonderful for the Lord, for me. And so the Lord says to Joshua, he says, I want you to lead the children of Israel over. And I want you to see, if you would, A, in the outline, God said that Moses was dead and God needed someone to lead Israel. God needs someone to lead your family to the land of God's choosing. You and I don't get to choose it. It's the will of God. We follow him. God needs a leader that follows. Now, what you notice here made me kind of feel sort of good. You know, we've been working on this new property for about 12 years now, 12, 13 years. And I found out that Walmart out in Leesburg, the new Walmart, you know how long they've been working on that? 9 years. I didn't feel quite too bad. Takes a long time to get through Loudoun County. But it wasn't 40 years, thank the Lord. I'm way ahead of schedule on that. I want you to understand they'd waited 40 years and all of a sudden Joshua gets up and says, okay, let's go. Now there's a choice there. I want you to notice, B in the outline, Joshua was able to arise and lead the people because God called him. Notice C in the outline, God promised to give them every foot of the land if they would go. Look at chapter 1, verse 2, and verse number 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you as I said unto Moses. You know, the Lord gives leadership to a husband. The Lord gives leadership to a mom or to a father that lost his wife. The Lord gives leadership to whoever. If you're in charge of your family, then the Lord gives you the leadership and he calls you to lead. The question is, will we do it? Joshua had a choice here. Am I going to go forward? I'm going to look at it and say, oh, it's too big a job. I've never been there before. I don't know how to do it. I don't know if I can do it. And so he's trying to get him to understand, look, I'll go with you. Notice if you would, D in the promised land. God promised no one would be able to stand in their way. You know, it's been exciting to me for the last 2.5 years to watch the Lord lead us through these county processes and somebody look at us and say, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do this. And the Lord just sort of worked right through them. Last night, I don't know if you're watching the Board of Supervisors, there was a large development group that was trying to build a piece of property on some floodplain, some land next to Goose Creek, and the Board of Supervisors voted it down. Do you realize the timing of the Lord? If we would have been next month, they would have shot us down too because of all the uproar about that. The Lord's timing is perfect. And so when I look at things, I see the Lord said, wait, Joshua. And there were some people that had to die because they didn't have any faith. And when they finally died out, the Lord said, go now, Joshua, go over, go. And tonight I just want to encourage you that maybe for your family, there's a There's a new home the Lord has for you. There's a new direction for your family. Maybe there's something that God wants you to do with your children. And when I say that, give them over to the Lord. There's a promised land he's given to you. I'm going to give your children the heart to serve me. Will you give them to me? A promised land. The Lord says, you don't have to worry. I will take care of everything. You'll notice he says, there'll be no one to stand in your way. Notice what he says in verse number 3. I love this. That I have given unto you as I said unto Moses. Look at verse number 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. You know, the Lord says, if you're head of your house, I will help you if you'll lead your family into the land that I've promised. And everybody here's got one of those. Maybe it's the address where you live. Maybe it's a particular location, a particular city. The Lord wants you to move from Sterling to Leesburg, Leesburg to Sterling, or Herndon to Sterling, and God's got a place for you. And you may be fearful. I don't know. I don't know if I can. I don't know if we can do this or not. I don't know if we can do that or not. And the Lord says, "Look, I want you to understand. No one can stand in front of you if you do what I ask." Tonight, everybody in this room, will you do what the Lord asked you to do? Notice, if you would, E in the outline. God said he would not fail them. And this is our greatest strength. This is the greatest gift that we have, is the gift of God to us. And you'll notice, if you would, look in verse 5. He said in verse 5, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And the last phrase, you might want to underline it, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. So I want to encourage you tonight. Maybe you're facing a challenge that's a big challenge tonight. Maybe it's at work, it's a project. Consider, when God calls you to do something, to go someplace, he goes with you. He's not saying you go and I'll follow. The Lord says, we'll go together. I will be there with you. He says, notice the phrase. He says, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Now, Satan will sit on your shoulder and say, you can't do that. Maybe it's a promotion. And maybe there's something that you're eyeing for the Lord. The children of Israel wanted a land that was their own. They had wandered around. They wanted a land their own. God says, I got a place for you. It's a sweet place. It is wonderful. It is a prosperous place. And maybe the Lord's got that for you. If you trust him and say, Lord, I'll leave my direction to you. That's what the children of Israel had to do. Remember, they followed a cloud by day and a fire by night. That was God. So you and I have to understand, well, we follow the Lord. The Lord's got a plan for you. But he's called somebody in your family to lead. Will you follow? If you're the leader, will you dream a little bit? Will you dream for your children for the Lord's sake? Will you dream for your marriage for the Lord's sake? Will you dream a little bit for your family's future financially? Do you understand? God has a plan for all of that. But you can't say, this is what I want to do. You and I have to say, Lord, but I'll do what you want to do. I'll follow. The Lord says, I'll never fail you. And that's the great encouragement for all of us tonight. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never fail you. I'll never forsake you. How many times have you ever felt like the Lord's forsaken you? You've been in a problem. It's so big. You felt alone and you felt forsaken. Let me see your hand. Let me see it. Yeah. The Lord said, that's a lie. I'll never forsake you. If you're his child, he makes you that promise. And you have to live someplace. God has a place for you. He's promised. I've got something for you to do. I've promised. But you and I have to say, Lord, I'll trust you. I'll follow you. Somebody's got to lead. Somebody's got to follow. And the Lord says, I've called Joshua. And notice, if you would, in two in the outline, Joshua is challenged by God. Now, this is the part I want you to look at tonight. Joshua is challenged by God. A, Joshua is to be strong and to have courage. Look at verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land. He said, look, I want you to divide the land for the people. I'm not even there yet, but you will be. I want you to divide the land. Okay, Lord, will you help me? Be strong, Joshua, and of good courage. Courage means there is a sense of, I can do this, but I can only do this, Lord, if you're with me. I promise I'll never fail you. I'll never forsake you. Okay, Lord, I'll do it. That's courage. To do things that you don't think you can do. To do things, to train your children whenever you don't know how. To do something at work you're not sure you can do. Do you understand that God is challenging all of us tonight to say, look, I want you to go forward. I want you to go forward with your life. You may have some big challenges in your life and you say, I don't know how I can fix my temper. I don't know how I can fix my fear. The Lord says, I will go with you. I will not forsake you. Just go. Notice, if you would, look in chapter 1, verse 2. My servant, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise. And the next word, go. Go over this Jordan. Go. And look here. The Jordan is flooded. It's raging waters. I've seen one like this when you're in Papua New Guinea. It rained for like 7-8 days in a row. And it was anybody here from that Papua New Guinea trip? Anybody here? Back in the back. Drew, remember that river that was going through there? I mean, it washed out the bridge a couple times. I mean, it was just pouring down water. And I picture this Jordan River far wider than that, just rushing. And the Lord said, Joshua, go. You don't find any place where the Lord, Joshua said, how? Look at that river. God gave him instructions. Get the priest. Get the poles. Put it in the tabernacle and the ark. And I want you to walk right up. When the priests start right into that water, I'll take care of it. I want you to understand, go over the Jordan, go. A lot of times, I know I am this way, I want to see the Jordan stopped first. The Lord says, no, I want you to go first. Be willing to go first, and then I will guide your steps. Mom, trust the Lord for your children. Go. Dad, trust the Lord for your family. Go. It's about, will I go in trust of the Lord? That's the challenge. Notice, if you would, be in the outline. Joshua is to use the law of God as his guide. Now, I want to take just a minute tonight and park here for a minute. Look, if you would, in verse 8. This book of the law. Now, Father, what he says, verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. That takes courage to be obedient, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. So it says, I want you to take the word of God, my law, and I want you to obey it. I want you to use it as a guide. Now notice, if you would, in verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. In other words, I want you to get where you use my word as your guidebook. I want you to use my word. When it says thou shalt not lie, I don't want you to lie. When it says thou shalt not covet, I don't want you to covet. I want you to take that book, and whenever your children say, what should I do? Thou shalt not lie, because that's what God says. It's coming out of your mouth. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You don't take this word and take the word of God and not use it. Now notice what he says, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Now this word meditate is to imagine. It's to devise. It's to study. It's to think about, to contemplate. I see what the Lord says. Trust the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not into thine own understanding. Huh. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall bring it to pass. Huh. Meditate therein. Day and night. That's his challenge to us. Notice what else he said. Look, number one, B1, he was to meditate on it. Two, he was to observe to do the laws of God. This word to observe is to keep it. He was to say, I'm going to do what the word of God says. Keep it in your heart. Notice, if you would, not only that, he said observe to do according, to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Everybody in this room wants to be prosperous and have good success. Well, there's the secret to it. The challenge of God, right here. Use this book. Let me read to you a couple of verses. And you listen to these verses here. Servants, be obedient to your masters. Obey your employers. With fear and trembling, with respect. In singleness of heart, with a purpose of honoring the Lord, as unto the Lord. So what you do for the Lord's sake. Not with eye service. Don't work while the boss is watching. As men pleasers. So keep that word in your mouth. Hide it in your heart. You see other people that just working to get to quitting time. Don't let that be you. But as the servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart, God's will is for you to work hard and to make your boss money so that you have a good testimony. The world is after money. We're not. We're after the will of God. Listen to this part. He said, look, I want you to listen to this. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. I don't want you to argue and debate. Okay, Lord, take God's word. Think about how to do it. Don't argue in your home. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. By prayer, Lord, could you help us get through this county? It's a 2.5-year process. Supplication, Lord, please. We don't know how to do it. With thanksgiving, Lord, we're going to thank you for the result if you let us get through. With thanksgiving, and he shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I wish I could say I'd never had any doubt about getting through the county. But that's what he told me to do. I just didn't observe to do it all the time. I was fearful. But all I could do was come into this room and get on my knees and say, Lord, please, would you help us? How many times did we do that, Brother Brandon? As a staff, come in here and say, Lord, we got something bigger than us. We can't get through the planning commission. Lord, we don't know how to get this designed. Lord, the budget doesn't work. We just kept constantly coming up to the Jordan River and saying, Lord, would you do this for us first? And he says, go. And everything worked. All I'm saying to you is that our church families having to learn the lesson to go, and our individual families have to learn the lesson that God is challenging Joshua here. Take my word and observe it. Keep it in your heart. And observe to do it. I'll do everything that I see. So don't murmur in your home. Don't covet in your heart. Bring all your thoughts captive to the Lord. Look, do you want to be successful? He said, listen. He said, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. You know what it is? You make your way prosperous by obeying the Lord through his word. And God says, I'll bless that. I'll bless your good spirit. I'll bless your hard work. Don't look at what other people do. You do what you know is right. I will bless you, not like men pleasers. I'll bless you. Work for my glory. Boy, that makes a good nurse. I want to take care of my patients and treat them very specially. Now, the nurse in professions tells you don't put your heart into it too much because you get your heart broken. Well, let me tell you this. There's a lot of preachers that they just preach and they don't care about their people. Anybody can do that. But you can't do a good job of that. By the way, you can't be a good parent unless you put your heart into it. You can't be a good brother unless you put your heart into it. Yes, when you put your heart into it, you can get hurt. But God says, you're my servant. I want you to help me. I want you to go. I want you to do it my way. I'll help your heart. But I'll never forsake you, and I'll never fail you. Last night, I sat on my couch and I just thanked the Lord. With the last time we have to go back to the Board of Supervisors. The political process is over. I said, Lord, how do I say thank you? 2.5 years, not 40. I can imagine Joshua saying, Lord, in 3 days we're going to go? Lord, in 3 days? Notice what he says. Look here in verse number 11, verse 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan. It's flooded, and God told him, 3 days you're going to go over, so get ready. A leader has to have some faith. We all do. Faith your family can do right. You know, when Jeremy and Susan was around, and Jeremy's a little boy, I said, Lord, I'd rather die than Jeremy not have a heart for you. I don't care about anything else, but he's got to have a heart for you. And Susan's got to have a heart for you. Don't let me fail to lead them right. Lord, nothing else matters to me. Oh, I want to be a good pastor, but Lord, what good it would do if I was the greatest pastor in the world and pastor of a church of 10,000, my own son was a rebel. That's not what you want, Lord. Lord, please don't fail me. It's almost like the Lord just said, Pittman, just follow my word, and I promise you, I'll never fail you. Tonight, trust the Lord. Now notice, if you would, in the outline, Roman numeral 2b, 2, he was to observe, to do the laws of God. 3, God would prosper Joshua and all who obey him. Now notice, C, God himself promised to be with Joshua. Notice, if you would, in verse 9, I want you to see this. It's important for all of us. These are the challenges God gave to Joshua. Have not I commanded thee? He said, look, I'm commanding you. That's the next verse. That's Roman numeral 3. Joshua commanded the people to prepare for conquest because God commanded him. Notice this, verse 9. Have not I commanded thee? What has God commanded you to do with your family? He told me, take care of your wife and son and make sure they do what's right. And you pray about it every day and you live right yourself, buddy. Notice, if you would, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. Every leader is afraid at some point in time. That's where we come into the trust of the Lord. Neither be thou dismayed. Don't be discouraged. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. It's like God says in the third person, the Lord your God is going to be with you every place you go, every step you go. I got you. Do you believe that? That is the challenge of God to Joshua. And notice, if you would, then verse 3, then Joshua commanded the people to prepare for conquest. So you'll notice the Lord said in verse 9, verse 2, I want you to go. In verse 9, he says, be strong and of good courage and don't be discouraged and I'll go with you. And he said, wherever thou goest, I'll go with you. He said up in verse 2 and 3 and 4, he says, I'll not fail you. And now he says, I'll go with you. And then he says, in 3 days, I want you to go up to the Jordan River and go. Well, that's a challenge. Well, Joshua is smart enough to say, look, everybody get ready. I can't have a million people get ready in 30 minutes. So in 3 days, get ready. We're going across the Jordan. I can imagine, how are we going to do that? What's going to happen? How's that going to happen? That's why you and your wife got to be on the same page. So when the children say, Mommy, how's this? And Daddy, how's that? You can say, the Lord knows. We'll trust him. Lord's got this. You know, there's a lot of times that I would tell the staff, Pastor, what are we going to do next? I don't know. Well, but the Lord knows. I'll just trust him. We'll trust the Lord. I don't know what it is. Notice if you would, Roman numeral 3. So Joshua commanded the people to prepare for conquest. Hey, notice this. Joshua called all the officers together and said to prepare to move. You know, that's sort of like us. Get prepared. We're getting ready to move. I don't know what's going to happen. But I just know the Lord is getting ready to move us and say, prepare to move. What does that mean? Get your mindset right. There was one lady come up to me and said, Pastor, I really didn't want to sell Ashburn. I said, believe me, I didn't plan on it. But 26 million reasons is a pretty good idea. And then when the Lord began to open up Concora and plan that one and put them all together and then bring this church maybe to buy here. Don't know if that's going to happen. But I want you to prepare to move. Prepare to go. And everybody in this room, when God says to you, I want you to prepare to go. I want you to prepare your heart to serve me. Notice if you would. B, in 3 days they would pass over the Jordan. Look in verse 11. For within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan. God didn't say, I want you to pass over. He said, in 3 days you will pass over this Jordan. So I'm looking at it and saying, okay, Lord. Notice if you would. In verse number 11, he says, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land. Wow, is that exciting. We've been waiting 40 years for that word. Which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. The Lord gives us things. I think there's a lot. You know, the Bible says in Malachi chapter 3, if we haven't tithed, if we haven't given to the Lord, and it's not just tithing, it's offering, it's being gracious. It's not keeping every penny we have. It's our heart's desire. He said, and prove me now if I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, there shall not be room enough to receive it. You know what I see? When we sold Ashburn, that was a blessing, not room enough to receive it. I see the Lord doing things that nobody on earth could plan. How do you get $40 million to build a church? The Lord's got it figured out. I don't know. But when he says go, it's time to go. And so the Lord says to you, I've got a place over. Lord, how are we going to get the money for that? Go. I want you to go for this job. I don't know how I can get that job. Go. We have to learn to trust him. Look, notice if you would. See in the outline, they would remember that God had promised them the land they were going to enter. Remember, I've made a promise to you. Look at verse 13. Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you. Remember, God said, I'll be with you. Remember, one of these days I'm going to give you this promised land. And God says, look, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread, David said. God said, I'll take care of you, but you got to trust me. Tonight, remember, the Lord says, I got your back. I love you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what's the promise? All these things shall be added unto you. You know what things are? I don't know. I don't know what there are in your life. But I can see a lot of the things the Lord has done in my life. And I'll turn back and look and say, Lord, there are times I just sit and say, Lord, how could you have done this? Lord, how do I say thank you? Notice, D, the 2.5 tribes were to keep their promise to fight until all the tribes had their land. Notice, if you would, 12, and to the Reubenites and to the Gadites from the half tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, remember the word that you promised. Look, you remember, and he's telling all the children of Israel, you remember. Now notice this in verse number 16, and they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do. Whithersoever thou sendest, we will go. That's the attitude of victory. Lord, whatever you tell us to do, that's what we'll do. Wherever you send us, we'll go. That's the reason when it comes to a missions conference, it's upcoming next month. And I say, everybody here ought to surrender your heart to go and do whatever the Lord wants you to do. Every missions conference, I surrender to go. He says, you just go where you are. I said, Lord, I'll go. Oh, you don't go where you are. But every year, Lord, I'm yours. That's what he wants. The children of Israel said, Lord, we'll go where you want us to go. And notice lastly, they all agreed to fight and follow the Lord, and victory was assured with the obedience to God. Look in verse number 17. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. There are people behind you that are saying, Dad, we'll do anything you want to do. Just make sure you've got the Lord with you. Teenager, we'll do anything you want us to do. But we'll follow you, but just have the Lord with you. Do you understand tonight that all of us are that way? If you have a position of leadership, just have the Lord with you and people will follow. The Lord says, look here, victory is assured. Look, if you would, in verse 18, whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto thy words and all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. You know, the Lord doesn't take lightly not obeying him. We're not going to put anybody to death, that's for sure. You don't put your children to death when they rebel, but we lift them up to the Lord and say, Lord, please help us. Remember, the Lord will not fail you tonight. Remember, God has called everybody in this room to do something. And he's challenged you to do it with his word. Now, everybody here is challenging you to live right, to be a representative of the Lord, every one of us. Tonight, will you heed the challenge of God? Let's bow our heads for a prayer tonight. Lord Jesus, tonight, would you speak to our hearts? Father, I'm excited about the things you have for us, but Lord, I've been excited about everything you've had for us for the last 32 years. And Lord, just another chapter today. But Lord, it seems to be getting more and more exciting. Father, you've allowed us to build the auditorium, they remodeled the auditorium. You allowed us to build an office wing. You allowed us to build a gym and, Lord, a library. And, Lord, you allowed us, and now it looks like you're going to allow us to build a new place. And, Lord, just go with us. Lord, would you lead us? Help us to follow you. And, Father, I know there are people here tonight that you've called to lead their families. Would you help them to do it and not be afraid? Bless them tonight, Lord. Challenge us. Go with us. In your name we pray.